Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Chimeri.
This is the final prime time Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri. I planned on ending my run at 200 shows, then 186 to simply be my longest running production, surpassing the Mike Chimeri show. But no, 182 is the cutoff, and on my 42nd birthday of all days. This does bring my WCWP career full circle, since I started the Mike Chimeri show on Friday nights at 7 o'clock on what is now The Wave, but was then web radio WCWP. The playlist and script for this last show, yeah, I script out these talk breaks with room to ad-lib, is mostly unchanged from when I thought I had four more shows after this. But of course, I've had to tweak some parts. The lead song of this finale is You Stepped Out of a Dream by the McCoy Tyner Trio. And again, this is not a dream. This is the last show, and You Stepped Out of a Dream is the first song of the last show. Here it is.
Hi, this is Ryan Grabo, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's a ripping good time.
Ryan, there was a Rippingtons component to the David Benoit song we just heard, Morning Sojourn, from Freedom at Midnight in 1987, David's debut release with GRP Records. David appeared on the Rippingtons 86 debut, Moonlighting, with founding members Russ Freeman and Tony Morales. David played piano on Morning Sojourn, which he wrote and arranged. Russ played guitars, and Tony Morales on drums. Non-Rippingtons contributors to Morning Sojourn were Sam Riney on alto sax, Bob Feldman on bass, percussionists Michael Fisher and Joe Porcaro, Joe also on mallets, and Susie Katayama conducted the orchestra. The middle song of the first set of this last show was 41 Parthenia Road by T-Square, from 41, the day I turned 42. 41 Parthenia Road by T-Square from Welcome to the Rose Garden in 1995, an England recording for the Japanese band. It was recorded and mixed at Metropolis Studios in London, located at 70 Chiswick High Road, 5.15 kilometers or 3.2 miles from the titular 41 Parthenia Road. T-Square founder Masahiro Ando, it was The Square when founded, wrote the ode to the address and played guitars on the song. Masato Honda was on saxophones, including soprano and alto, Hirotaka Izumi on keyboards, Mitsuru Sto on bass, and Hiroyuki Noritake on drums. The set and show began with the McCoy Tyner Trio's take on a 1940 standard, You Stepped Out of a Dream, appearing on another 87 album, Bon Voyage, French for Have a Good Trip. And I sure will once this show is over. This all-American trio recorded at Monsters Studio. The track listings for Bon Voyage are incorrect, with You Stepped Out of a Dream wrongly called Don't Blame Me. The track called You Stepped Out of a Dream was really Walk Spirit, Talk Spirit. I personally retitled the tracks based on the melodies I heard, so you really did hear You Stepped Out of a Dream. Nacio Herb Brown wrote the music and Gus Kahn the lyrics for You Stepped Out of a Dream as the centerpiece of the 1941 musical Ziegfeld Girl, sung by Tony Martin as Lana Turner walked down a staircase. Despite never singing the song herself, it became her theme song when entering nightclubs or restaurants. McCoy Tyner first recorded You Stepped Out of a Dream on the orchestral Fly with the Wind in 76. The 87 Dutch treat was much faster. McCoy was on piano and had a pair of solos. Avery Sharp played acoustic bass, and Lewis Hayes had the big drum solo. Speaking of London, Twitch music streamer Carrie Ann leads off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri's nighttime finale.
WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Chimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
As promised, Carrie Ann on piano and harp with the instrumental version of Wrong Side. We'll be right back. 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. It's the Instrumental Invasion finale, and that was Herb Alpert with Slow Down from Wish Upon a Star, released September 15th, 2023. Now I'll speed up. Slow Down was composed, produced, and arranged by Herb on trumpet and Jeff Lorber on piano, organ, and keyboards. Joachim Vandersag was the mixer and handled sound design, Mitchell Long on guitar, and Gary Novak played drums. Jeff and Gary return with the Jeff Lorber Fusion next hour, the final hour. Before Herb, it was Carrie Ann, spelled C-E-R-I-A-N, my first music streamer raid target in my second ever Twitch stream 13 nights ago. Wrong Side was originally just a vocal song, but it went instrumental in September 2022. We heard the version without background vocals, just Carrie Ann on piano, keyboard, and harp. She's a great streamer based in England with a Welsh name, and you should definitely check her out. twitch.tv/CarrieAnnMusic, CerianMusic. I'm at twitch.tv/MikeChimeri, MikeChimeri. Going from one-name musician to another, it's Lamech. Herb Alpert had Slowdown, and Lamech says, let's get down.
It's Mike, WCWP, Shomeri.
Say hey, Ted David, because that was the name of guitarist Tom Rotella's tune and the title track to his September 15th CD, same day as Wish Upon a Star. Most tracks on Say Hey were written by Tom Rotella with fellow guitarist Chris Standring. Chris produced, arranged, and mixed the title track, but only played keyboards and programming. Tom was on guitars. Greg Karukas had the organ solo. He was another early Rippingtons band member. Andre Berry played bass, current Rippingtons member Dave Carasone on drums, and a horn section arranged by Walter Murphy. Wayne Bergeron on trumpet, Alan Kaplan on trombone, Alex Budman on alto sax, Brandon Fields on tenor sax, he was in the Rippingtons, and Tom Leur, L-E-U-R, on baritone sax. If I said that wrong, sorry. Before Tom Rotella said hey, fellow guitarist Lamech said let's get down, saying so on Emergence, his September 1st CD, 52 weeks, fittingly, after Carrie Ann's Wrong Side instrumental came out. Lamech wrote Let's Get Down with another guitarist, Adam Hawley, and keyboardist Caleb Middleton. Unlike Chris Standring, Adam did play rhythm guitars on Let's Get Down, plus keyboards, key bass, synth bass, and programming. Lamech was on lead guitar and Caleb on the other keyboards and key bass. I can feel the guitar streak continuing with Nick Colione as he leads off segment 3 of the final evening edition of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP.
Hi, this is guitarist Nick Colione. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
The preceding liner was recorded February 1st, 2021. The following is from 2006. Can You Feel It? By Nick Colione. Feel his spirit.
Hi, this is Bruce Leonard from The Rock Show. You're listening to my pal Mike Shimeri with Instrumental Invasion on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thanks, my pal Bruce. That was the second in a pair of songs from 2006, J. Rowe with Kristen's Rainbow, a solo piano composition dedicated to his sister, Kristen, and that's on Red, Hot, and Smooth. First in the 06 pair was Nick Colione asking the musical question, Can You Feel It? On Keepin' It Cool. Nick wrote his question and played guitars on it. John Blasucci produced and was on keyboards and programming. There's that combination again. Richard Patterson on bass, Kahari Parker on drums, and percussion by Lenny Castro. Taking us into hour two, the final hour, a pair of 2003 songs led by a Cassiopeia tune in the style of Chicago native Nick, but recorded in the group's native Japan. Windy City is the title, and Chicago's Nick name. It's the final hour of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shamari, at least in prime time, and two 2003 songs ended the penultimate hour. Second in this pair was Coffee with Manny by Acoustic Alchemy from Radio Contact. The lead duo of Greg Carmichael and Miles Gilderdale were the composers of Coffee with Manny and its only performers. Greg, the boss, played nylon string guitar, with Miles on steel string and electric guitars and programming. J. Rowe, heard solo in 2006, is now Acoustic Alchemy's keyboardist. Cassiopeia's keyboardist Minoru Mukaya wrote the song before that, also from 03. Windy City from Places. Chicago is the place called Windy City. Cassiopeia's guitarist and founding member Issei Noro played guitar on Windy City, a la Nick Colleone, who was inspired by Wes Montgomery. The other two Cassiopeia members on this Chicago homage were Yoshihiro Naruse on bass and Akira Jimbo on drums. Hour two, the final hour, I can't stress it enough, begins 20 years later in 2023, the year that we're almost finished with, as saxophonist Huge Groove covers Mr. Groove by One Way, with the help of fellow sax people Candy Dulfer and Richard Elliott. Richard's on vocoder, though. Here, listen.
Please, Mr. Groove, won't you come back home?
Hey, it's Jay Mirabli, and you're listening to the only show that gets me to kick back and relax, Instrumental Invasion with my man, Mike Shamari.
Thank you, Jay Mirabli. That's the Jeff Lorber fusion with Reception from The Drop, which dropped September 22nd, 2023. Reception was retooled by Jeff from Big Shoes, co-written for saxo bassist Gerald Albright's New Beginnings album in 2006, the year of Nick Colleone's Keeping It Cool and Jay Rowe's Red Hot and Smooth. If it wasn't clear, I meant Gerald plays saxophone and bass, playing those plus flute on Big Shoes. David Mann handled the melody flute and horn arrangement slash performance on Reception. Cornelius Corny Mims played bass. Gary Novak, heard earlier with Herb Alpert, was back on drums. Mark Letary on lead and rhythm guitars. And Jeff Lorber himself, he too returning from Slow Down by Herb, played the rest of the Reception instruments. Piano, Rhodes piano, mini Moog, keyboards, and rhythm guitar with Mark Letary. The Drop, the album, was produced by Jeff and bassist Jimmy Haslip, who played little on said album. Corny Mims also played bass on the song before Reception, Mr. Groove, covered by Huge Groove on Comfort Zone, coming out 4 weeks before The Drop, August 25th. Of this year, 2023, Mr. Groove was written by a bassist, Kevin McCord, of One Way, for One Way's Lady record in 1984. Huge played tenor sax on his cover. Candy Dulfer was featured on alto sax. Richard Elliott eschewed his sax for vocoder. Tracy Traycar Carter played keyboards. John Jubu Smith was on guitar. Trevor Lawrence Jr. on drums. And returning from Can You Feel It by Nick Colleone, percussionist Lenny Castro. Lenny was in Toto. Jimmy Haslip was in Yellow Jackets, in addition to the Jeff Lorber fusion. And here's a cut from drummer Dan Schnell's 2022 album, Shine Through, where Jimmy was associate producer and still didn't play. Vistas is Dan's cut from Shine Through. It's the last Instrumental Invasion outside of Homecoming Weekend on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org in the vein of Say Hey by Tom Rotella, Steve Cole with Come On, Y'all from Without a Doubt, undoubtedly out on October 6th, 2023. Adam Hawley produced all of Without a Doubt, so it has his sound, like the Lamech song Let's Get Down, which preceded Say Hey. Caleb Middleton wasn't involved on Come On, Y'all, written only by Steve Cole and Adam Hawley. Steve played all lead saxophones led by tenor and programming, while Adam played guitars, Rhodes, organ, keyboards, and programming. There was actual electric bass by Mel Brown, Eric Valentine on drums, Carnell Harrell on additional keyboards, and David Mann once again with the horn arrangement and horn section saxes and flute. Dave wasn't alone this time, as Trevor Newman played trumpet. Vistas was the short one before Come On, Y'all by Dan Schnell from Shine Through, THRU, in 2022, the same year as Carrie Ann's Wrong Side, produced by Dan and Jeff Babko, was Shine Through. Dan composed Vistas and played drums, Jeff was on keyboards, Anthony Wilson on guitars, and Alex Bonham on bass. Norman Brown is next on the final Nighttime Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri.
WCWP.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
The show must go on with Come Go With Me by Norman Brown. Go with him.
This is John Cummins, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with my friend Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
My friend John, that was Ken Navarro with Les Amis, French for friends, or literally the friends, from Unbreakable Heart in 2015. All songs therein were written and performed entirely by Ken. Ken's instruments on Les Amis were the following: acoustic guitars, electric guitars, lap steel, bowed guitar, electric sitar, acoustic bass, piano, electric piano, like Rhodes, keyboards, synth chamber strings, and drum and percussion programming. That was all Ken. Before that, more than one person. In fact, two brotherly leaders. Mason Brothers with Outside In from Two Sides, One Story in 2010. Brad and Elliot Mason are from England, like Acoustic Alchemy and Carrie Ann, but based in New York City. Specifically, they're from Norwich, England, and the sons of trumpeter Barry Mason. Brad plays his father's instrument, while the younger Elliot is a trombonist. Speaking of their joint composition in the liner notes, they wrote, "When composing this tune, we set out to create a melody that was simple, positive, and uplifting. It naturally transpired into a medium-fast blues with a reoccurring motif." Helping Brad and Elliot were David Kokoski on piano, Scott Colley on acoustic bass, and Antonio Sanchez on drums. The set started with another 2010 song, Come Go With Me by Norman Brown from Sending My Love. Norm was the sole composer of Come Go With Me, playing lead guitar and singing vocals on it. John Jubu Smith, heard a segment ago with Huge Groove, was on rhythm guitar, Herman Jackson on keyboards, Alex Al on bass, Teddy Campbell on drums, Kevin Ricard with percussion, and a five-man horn section. The trumpet duo of Jumani S. Smith and Raymond C. Montero, Garrett B. Smith solely on trombone, and the tenor sax duo of Miguel C. Gondelman and Ellis Randolph III. Initially Yours, the horn section. Skinny Hightower pays homage to guitarist Ronnie Jordan to lead off the last segment ever of Instrumental Invasion with Mike R. Shimeri. Skinny's next.
WCWP.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Inspired by Ronnie Jordan's After Hours, this is After Sunset by Skinny Hightower.
Skinny Hightower
88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We're almost through with this final nighttime edition of Instrumental Invasion. That was Bob James with The Secret Drawer, a secret to everyone, on Jazz Hands, released September 29th, 2023. The title track is a vocal song featuring CeeLo Green, and thus ineligible for this show, like the original version of Wrong Side by Carrie Ann. Jazz Hands, the album, was produced by Bob James and his manager, Sonny Abelardo, whom I got to meet after Bob's trio set at Blue Note Jazz Club on a snowy November night in 2018, 5 years and two nights ago to be exact. Sonny took our picture and dubbed us the Vest Brothers because we both had vests on, obviously. The Secret Drawer was written by Bob James with creative consultant Rachel Kwog from South Korea. Bob handled keyboards, sequencing, and drum and percussion loops. Ukrainian saxophonist Andrei Chmut played all the sax parts led by alto, Dave Marchioni was on guitars, and Carlos Camilo Perez on synth, not key, bass, and drum programming. Before Bob, it was Allison Brown, that's five Browns named in one show, and her tune was Old Shatterhand from On Banjo, because she plays banjo, and that came out May 5th. Quoting the liner notes, I wrote this tune with the players in mind, and I think the title pretty much says it all. Kudos to Chris, John, Gary, and Jordan for making it across the finish line. So we've established Allison wrote it and played banjo, Chris was pianist Chris Walters, John was flautist John Ragusa, Gary with two R's was bassist Gary West, and Jordan was Jordan Pearlson, heard on drums and percussion. On Banjo was produced by Allison and Gary, who are husband and wife. We began this final segment with After Sunset by Skinny Hightower, a tribute to the Ronnie Jordan song After Hours, and that's on Mind Over Matter, coming out July 28th, 2023. Skinny produced, wrote, and arranged After Sunset, and he played piano, keyboards, synth bass, and real and programmed drums. Bongo Bobby Thomas was on percussion, Rob Aitken was the guitarist, and Gary with one R, Honor, on flute. That brings us to the final song, the end of Instrumental Invasion outside of Homecoming Weekend. The song title is The End of Our Season, written and performed by David Benoit and Russ Freeman, heard an hour ago on David's Morning Sojourn. It's from their 1994 collaborative album, The Benoit Freeman Project. Tony Morales is another Morning Sojourn returnee on The End of Our Season. For this, David's on piano, Russ on keyboards, bass, and classical and electric guitars, specifically, with Tony still on drums. Thank you very, very much for listening to Instrumental Invasion. It's been quite a ride. 182 shows beginning on April 1st, 2020, and ending tonight, November 17th, 2023. The Mike Shamari Show may have run longer, but Instrumental Invasion is my favorite, and I feel is my best work creatively. Special thanks to all the musicians and alumni, and Game Dave, who recorded liners for this show, to past WCWP station manager Dan Cox for giving me a weekly slot when I thought I was just filling time during the COVID shutdown, and to present station manager Pete Bellotti for letting me carry on after Dan retired, and letting me finish my run on FM just before the renovation hiatus. Instrumental Invasion is once again exclusive to Homecoming Weekend, and I'm sure to be back there next year in the renovated Abrams Communications Center. But until then, this is Mike Shamari saying so long.
WCWP.